Blog Talk Radio.
Shadow.
Ain't nothing wrong with having relations. Don't be ashamed of that. Relations is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations.
Trying some new software for the new headset I'm going to try with the boards. But I was late for a reason because for those just tuning in, I want to send this out to Lady J.
Thank you so much. This has been the best birthday. It really has. It has been absolutely wonderful. For all my ladies and gentlemen who work with me, I can't thank you guys enough because they're listening for my little birthday party today. It was amazing. Yeah, they went all in, from amazing food to a gift to cards, money. It was really beautiful. They even decorated my booth.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
It was nice. It was really nice. So, you know, any time that anybody takes some time out to just recognize and acknowledge your day, especially at work, it's a big deal. So, but I appreciate all the love that I got from everywhere. So thank you guys so very, very much. So, but guess what?
Awesome.
This is what I was looking forward to doing for my birthday.
What?
I was looking forward to the show.
Oh.
Yes, I was looking. Everybody's like, oh, you're going to do your show on your birthday? Hell yes. Why not?
There you go. Sounds good. It's the topic you picked out. I mean, I'm multitasking tonight, so I control the boards, but I have a conference meeting to do as well while I'm doing the show. So I'm be in and out with the show. So I have the boards.
Good. We talking about love and lust. You might not want to say you're gonna be in and out.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, hopefully I have some folks who are going to actually participate tonight. I actually asked some people to participate, so I'm hoping that they will honor me with joining in and chiming in the conversation. Because I think it's a topic where we want to talk about it, but we don't talk about it because, you know, people feel what they feel, and I'm all for that. You know, what you feel is your business, is your right. But I think what happens is that we kind of get the two confused or mixed up, and, you know, we need to be clear. And I'm probably going to say this quote about 15 times tonight. A dear friend of mine who I label as my big brother, he used to always say, "Little sister, don't put your heart in your panties because it'll never work out." So you need to, yeah, and that's serious. You think about it. He's like, don't put your heart in your panties, because when you put your heart in your panties, you are setting yourself up for potential downfall. When what that person does to you, does for you to make you feel, it can definitely cause some confusion, and especially where you, depending upon where you are in your life, it can definitely cause you to be a little confused and think that there are feelings of love there. And yes, when you're making love, having sex, however you want to put it, it can be amazing. Yes, it is a time when we are the most unified. However, if you guys are not on the same plane emotionally, then one of you is looking at it one way and the other person is looking at it another way. So it's about getting that clarity, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about, you know, trying to make sure that we know which is which and what is what, and, you know, can one lead to the other? You know, there have been situations where lustful relationships have turned into loving relationships, but what were the steps to get there? You know, just because you stroke me better than anybody else doesn't mean I love you. It means I love what you do for me, you know, or the way you touch me, or even the way you kiss me, because, you know, some physical relationships are very sweet, very gentle. You know, we kiss, we hug, we touch, we cuddle, but it's not on a level of love, or that other person, you know, a man or a woman, may not be ready for that kind of a relationship. It could just be that this is a physical thing, but we just enjoy each other's company. It's about, the key word for every single show that we do, it's about communication. It's about us talking to each other, trying to figure out where we are, what we want, what we're doing. Because if we don't, and I'm sitting here and every time you touch me, I'm falling in love with you, or at least I think I am, and you just say, you know what, this is a good time, I enjoy spending time with you, it's drama free, we can do whatever, but he's not in love or she's not in love or in that direction, then it can cause a problem. And then that's where the emotion get out of hand, and it's like, oh, well, you knew I loved you, you knew I cared. No, I didn't. I thought we were just having a good time. And can you really fault that other person? You know, can you make it, can you put the blame on them, you know, I should say, for feeling what they feel and not being on the same page as you? Because at no point did you maybe say, you know, I'm starting to feel for you. Or, you know, I think that we're more, I want to be more than just friends. Then you need to have a conversation and say, I want to be more than just friends, and let that person say, that's not where I am. And then you have to make a decision on where you're going to go, what you're going to do, and if you're going to stay in that relationship. So those are some of the things we're going to talk about tonight. So
that sounds good to me. It sounds excellent. Okay. So, what we're going to do, we're going to have a little fun, you know. I tried my best to play a little bit of the music that reflects, you know, I mean, so many songs out there that reflects this topic, love or lust. I mean, it was so many, so I had a hard time. So I'm hoping that I at least took you on a journey, you know, in between our talk. So You know, you get, you hear me loud and clear, right, lady? Lady J?
Yep, I got you.
All right, excellent. Well, without no further ado, you know, once again, happy birthday to our co-host, my partner in crime, the lovely Miss Lady J. And we'll go to the first set, and we'll return. Lady J is going to just kick it off for you, everybody. So, again, welcome. And also, belated, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Enjoy the ride.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, don't forget a strong back. When you get all that man and release all that that's been built up for 35 years, just wanting and wanting and wanting, whoo, might make your head blow off.
Wow.
You are now in the relation with Slow Jams, Jam Tape Show on Shadow World Radio.
And I must admit, you're looking very, very, very nice these days. I guess life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now. And it's a little different than it was. You know, I think back to when we met, the way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and sensitivity. Remember when I used to
love them and leave them. That's what I do. That was my claim to fame.
Lady J, you are listening to Relation, the internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow Worlds Radio.
All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny.
You are now in the Relations Slow Jam Tape Show on Shadow World Radio.
Yes, we are back. Just had to keep it smooth for you, for those who tune in and the Slow Jam and the talk show. One of the best on internet radio right now going down. And, of course, we got the birthday girl.
That's me.
Yes, just a special guest. So, Lady J, you want to introduce your special guest before I bring him on?
These people are very special to me, very dear to me. They listen to me rant all day long, good, bad, and indifferent. So they are wonderful, wonderful people. So everybody give a big up and a big clap for Jeffrey and my people.
Hi.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much for all my birthday love. I love you both. You guys are amazing. Yes, I'm shouting out folks. I know I don't normally do that, but you guys don't even understand how wonderful they made my birthday today. So, and this is the icing on the cake for me because they called into my show. I'm, like, super excited. Like, I'm cheesing more than I normally cheese, so my lip gloss is, like, spreading a little thin. But I'm so glad you guys are
here. Yeah, baby, yeah!
I'm so glad that you guys decided to not only tune in tonight, but to help me in conversation about this whole love versus lust thing. And you know, I'm not choosing sides. I hardly ever do that. But I think, again, what we need to talk about is some clarity on helping people to understand or get some clarity on what's the difference between the two. And you guys know I always do a little homework. So I've got a printout from a psychologist that says what the difference is. But I'm going to pose a question to you guys. What do you feel the difference is between love and lust, and why is it that those lines get blurred so easily?
Ladies first.
Okay. Come on.
So, for me, I think the biggest difference is, between love and lust is that, or the reason they get blurred, I could speak to that, because it gets confusing for me at times.
Okay.
But I think the reason it gets confusing is because for some people, the way they demonstrate love is through physical contact, emotional expression, and because they do that and they're so used to doing that and showing love that way, that's why it gets confusing to people that they think that when people are close to them, that's the way they have to show love. And I think that's why it gets confusing. You really care about somebody, you want to do whatever you can to make them happy.
Right.
And I think that's why it gets confusing to some people.
Okay. Miss Latifa?
Well, I wasn't... can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay. I wasn't going to say per se a definition of love and lust, but I just had a comment on it.
Absolutely.
I think sometimes women and men, we get caught up in the physical attributes of the person. And once we sleep with that person, it's like we open ourselves up to, you know, the fallout.
Absolutely.
And we don't think with our head. We say, he's good looking, but
you better say
that. Have four kids by four different people. His credit score is under 600.
Talk about it.
Graduated from high school, but you just like the way he make you feel in bed. See, we need to stop. Well, we just need to stop and just try to think about it. Use your head.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we get caught up. And for men as well, they go to the club and they see the video chick in the club. And when your money gone, she gone.
Say that.
We need to, as far as going forward in our lives, we need to think more of how this person is going to help me in the long run. Is they committed to me? Are they loyal? Because that's a big thing, loyalty.
Right.
Not just hopping on a fresh train smoking.
Exactly. Exactly. And that is an excellent point, and that definitely segues into the research that I found. And let me just tell you guys what this psychologist said. She said some of the signs of lust is you're totally focused on a person's looks and their body. You're interested in having sex, but not necessarily having conversation. You'd rather keep the relationship on a fantasy level and not really discuss real feelings. You want to leave. Sometimes you want to leave right after sex rather than cuddling or breakfast the next morning. And it says, and which I think this is a key point, is for signs of lust, your friends, your lovers, but you're not friends. And I think for any foundation or basis of a relationship, you have to be friends. It is important to be friends because you have to be able to connect with each other on a different level other than just the physical level. And then the signs of love she lists are you want to spend quality time together other than sex. You get lost in conversations and forget about the time that passes. You want to honestly listen to each other's feelings, make each other happy. He or she motivates you to be a better person. You want to get to meet his or her family and friends because those are the people that are important to them, so therefore they need to become important to you. And you guys chime in. I think sometimes, too, with lust and love and feelings, I think a lot of it also, too, depends upon where you are in your life. If you are in a vulnerable stage, if you are in a situation where you're coming out of a relationship or if you've been out of a relationship for a long time, I think sometimes when your emotions are raw and you're needing and you're longing, I think sometimes, too, that you can confuse that lust situation with love, because love takes some time. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not sitting here saying I don't believe in love at first sight. If it happens to somebody, it just never happened to me. Any time that I've said that I've been in love with somebody, it is because we've actually taken some time to get to know each other. We've gotten an opportunity to kind of build some things. Now, the sex, the lovemaking, it is a connector. It is one of the biggest ways that men and women or partners connect to each other. That's that one time where we're one. That's that one time when we're probably the most primal and we are the most open. So it's very plausible that your emotions can get caught up. And I want to speak to my ladies in the sense of you kind of got to know yourself and you got to know your hormonal makeup. Women, we have a hormone that men don't have, and it's called oxytocin. And what happens is that when we sleep with a man repeatedly, over and over and over, that oxytocin messes with our emotions. And therefore, we want to perceive things a little differently. As you get older, your oxytocin, just like a lot of your other hormones, starts to wane away. And therefore, we are in a position where we can kind of see things a little differently. And we can have those experiences where it's just you and me. We do what we do. We can enjoy what we do and have nothing more. But please understand, you know, we leave our marks on each other. You know, when you are with a person over and over, they leave a mark on you, and you leave a mark on them. Because you can also have some men that when they sleep with a woman repeatedly, for whatever reason, they want to lay claim to that woman and say, oh, you know, they get the feeling of she's mine, but why? Have we discussed being exclusive? Have we discussed that, you know, we are in a relationship? And the key to all of this is have we discussed... we need to talk. And I think now, you know, really nowadays, conversation doesn't happen. I don't know if anybody else is seeing it on Facebook or Instagram, but it's this cute little meme with Cat Williams, and it says, you know, people don't date, they don't court, they don't talk. They, excuse the expression, they fucking and catching feelings, and then they in love. But when did all of this happen? You know, how is it that, you know, we have sex two or three times and it's like, oh, that's my man. No, that's just that dude I'm getting good sex from, you know, or that chick I'm getting good sex from. And again, if we're not communicating with each other, and I said this earlier, you can be on one level and the other person can be on another level. And while you're falling in love and you're starting to play the role of girlfriend or wifey or whatever you want to call it, this person or this man is reaping the benefit. And vice versa, I'm not going to exclude that women can't do the same thing, that while this man is falling for you, you know, and he thinks that you're his boo, you know, you are like, I'm not messing with him. I'm just hitting this dude up for his money or his time or because it's good sex. You know, I might be in an external relationship, you know, saying, well, he gives me something that somebody else doesn't. I've seen many of marriages and relationships fall to the wayside because of really good sex. You know, do you walk away from what you know works because you've had really great sex? This person is fulfilling a need that you have at the moment and you confuse it with love. He's only or she's only offering a piece of the puzzle that is missing. And I've seen these same relationships end regrettably because the man or the woman who has walked away realizes that, you know what, this was just lust. This was not love. This was not what I needed. This was not the person that was going to fulfill all my dreams, make me stable. I'm going to tell you, I got this from Chris Rock. It was funny. He said, you know, when you got something good, you hold on to it. He said, because please understand, new coochie is not going to teach your kids how to read. New coochie or new penis is not going to bail you out of jail if you get in trouble. Stay with what you have and really analyze what you have. It may not be perfect, but going out here and having hit this off the wall, swinging from the chandelier, spank my ass, pull my hair kind of sex, dang, I like that, is not necessarily going to equate love. So,
well, Jitty Jack, you have a guest online, another guest. I have Jeff and Latif on hold. They're listening to the show still. But we have a young lady called Miss Fox. So let's welcome Ms. Fry to the show. Welcome, Ms. Fry.
Hello, Lady Jackie, and how are you today?
Hello, how are you? Welcome.
I'm just calling because I was listening to what you said. And part of the issue sometimes, I really think it's just people don't sit back after they've had a relationship and analyze what went on in their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The part that has something to do with them, because in all relationships, you got a part to do with it, whether it was right or wrong. And
absolutely,
they automatically hop in from one relationship to the other.
You better talk about it.
So
people
now
don't get time. Right.
Nah. You need it. You need to sit back and think before you started with somebody else, so that way when you're lusting after them, but you're still basically in love with someone else, you're not throwing it on to the person, the new person, because you still have to be the old person.
Yes, that is a transference of feelings, and I'm so glad that you brought that up. We sometimes, when we are coming out of something, we don't take a moment for ourselves to breathe. We don't look at what happened before. We don't take the lessons from it. We don't say, okay, I get this. Let me restructure who I am, get strong in who I am. And I'm so in love, and I so want to be in love. And when this person comes by, they say the right thing. They touch you the right way. They make you feel good. Guess what? I want to be in love so bad. I miss being in love. I miss being in a relationship. I'm going to put that here. And I will be the first one to stand up and say, been there, done that. And it was one of the worst situations I could have ever been in. Because once you take the blinders off, and they do come off, boy, do they come off. You say, what in the blue hell was I thinking about? This is not the person for me.
It's maturity. You've got to have some form of maturity when it comes down to your relationship, and maturity in yourself to realize that, hey, I might have done this wrong, or I contributed to part of this. Hey, let me change this and work on myself, and then I can go deal with somebody else.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the thing is that, again, it's about communication with other people, but it's also about communication with oneself. We have to have the hardest conversation there is, and that is with ourselves. When we look in the mirror, we have to be truthful and be honest with ourselves and say, okay, I got my own shit. And I tell people all the time, own your own shit. That is my favorite phrase, you know. And when you own your own shit and you can sit there and say, you know what, this is something I need to work on. Because have you ever met a person that goes from loving this person, loving that person, relationship to relationship to relationship, and they never take a minute? They just transition from one to the other to the other. And if you continue to transition all the time, then at some point you really need to look at yourself and say, A, why can't I stay in one? Or B, you know, what is it that I'm looking for? And a lot of times with lust, it is that we are looking for. Now, don't get me wrong. It's some fine-ass men. I'd be like, damn, he could get it. And who knows? You know, if he talks the right thing and I feel the right way, he could get it. But at the end of the day, I know that's just what it was. I'm not going to sit back and keep waiting for you to call with bated breath and say, oh, my God, he doesn't love me. He didn't call me. He just fucked you. That's all that was. It was a moment that we had that our hormones and our bodies took over, and we said, let's get it. But you can't now turn that into love. You can't even turn that into necessarily, you know, immediate like. That's not even infatuation yet. Right.
That's changing the rules in the middle of the game.
Exactly. And you know what? That's another thing. You know, a lot of times, and I want to say women are a little softer in this area. You know, you meet somebody, be like, all right, you know, this is real simple. This is real easy. You know, when I need you, I'm going to holler at you. And when you need me, you know, you can holler at me. And then when this goes on for a while, one person tends to think that the other person now owes them something, or that they're committed to them. No, you can't change the rules in the middle of the game. If this is how we started, this is where we are staying until we've had some sort of conversation that says, yo, I'm digging you more than what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if that conversation is never had, then you can't get offended, you can't get mad, you can't get pissed off. The only thing you can do is step off, you know, and take your little hurt feelings with you. And again, like I said, you know, my Greek brother says, don't put your heart in your panties, don't put your heart in your boxer. Because when you put it down there, you're not thinking with the head that you're supposed to be thinking with. You know, and you're just wanting something. You just want that void filled. You just don't want to spend any more lonely nights to get, you know, by yourself. You don't want to cuddle that pillow anymore. You're like, damn it, if I got to sacrifice to have this man in my bed every night, that's what I'll do. Or if I got to sacrifice to have this woman in my bed every night, that's what I'll do. But then that becomes empty too.
Oh, yeah.
So what is it that we're looking for? And that's the thing. We have to figure out from the door what we're looking for. I am looking for love. I am looking for that amazing, fantastic, over-the-moon kind of love. That's what I want in my life. Now, am I going to play? Yup. I'd be lying to you all if I said I wasn't going to. But at some point, I have to say, you know what? I'm not going to play anymore because I really want this love thing. But right now I'm really okay with not having it. But that is my eventual goal in life. We have to know what it is we want and how we need to go about ascertaining it. And sometimes cocking our legs open is not the way to get it. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, when you meet somebody and you get that infatuation, you go out on a couple of dates and we get an opportunity to get along, you know, some things aren't going to happen. But, you know, that shouldn't necessarily be the first thing that happens.
Yeah, that's because people assume the fact of the matter that sex automatically means love. No, sex means sex.
Sex means that I needed to get off. Sex means I needed to have a release. Sex means that my hormones were in overdrive and I just needed somebody. How the girl say from Beloved, I needed somebody to touch me on the inside part. But when that is said and done, and that man or that woman gets up and they leave, then that's all there is to it. I'm not a big fan of the show, but I was watching, what's the show, Being Mary Jane. And there was a scene last night where she goes to the guy's house and they just have sex. And she says, the guy says to her, you know, I know how to talk too. And she was like, I'm good, you know.
He's like, okay.
Yeah. Right. So, but again, you know, people need to learn how to say what it is that they need. We are, Sai, stay on the line. We are about to go into our next music break, and then we're going to kind of come back and jump into, you know, basically really saying what it is that you want, what it is that you need, and making sure you're getting what it is that you need and what it is that you want, and not putting the blame and the onus on anybody else. Mr. Naz, we ready to go into some music?
Yes, we are. I mean, it's a great topic. The boards are lit up. Shout out just real quick to New York, all of New Jersey, of course. We got Philadelphia online. We got Kansas online checking us out and watching the board. So, and we got California. You know, the time difference.
Yes.
But so, you know, things are moving. So, once again, you know, we appreciate everybody tuning in online and also on the iTunes and also live and also those who is calling in. Welcome to the Relationship Slow Jams and the Talk Show with Miss Birthday Girl herself, Lady J, and yours truly, Mr. Naz. Let's go to the next set. Let's go.
You are now in the Relationship Slow Jams Mixtape Show on Shadow World Radio.
I have to be honest with you, baby. I lied when I told you I never want to see you again. Can you? Just for tonight. And maybe we can do something like make love, watch the sunrise, or listen to Dojo KC sing us a verse. Oh, you feel so sexy, so good.
Sorry, I left you crying. Since you've been gone, I've been alone. Cause all of my tears, you know they left me drowning. Please, baby, I'm begging.
I've got a question for you. What does knock in the boots really mean?
Well, knock in the boots actually means two boots coming together, making tasteful lust.
This is Lady J. You are listening to Relations, the Internet's number one slow jam adult talk show here on Shadow World Radio.
Kicking it with my boy Luke for the 9-3, you know what I'm saying? Because we will be knocking the boots. G.I. Shazam, Dino. They're going to do a little something for you real sexy, like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, check the verse.
Last night I thought the back when we made good love. Listening to some Marvin Gaye all night long. I want that old thing back. Make these moments once again perfect. So won't you, I do it for her, babe. Good loving body, rocking, knocking boots all night long. Hey. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, oh, come on, turn the lights down and let me get on it, yeah. So when I do to me and you, it'll be so right. Yeah. Give me some good love, somebody rock. Give me some good love.
Somebody rockin',
somebody rockin', baby. Give me some good love.
Somebody rockin',
that's all I need, I need. Give me some good love.
Somebody rockin', knockin' devil.
I feel so good when I'm here. That's why. Always I wanna be close to you. I'm so addicted to making love to you, baby. Oh man, long, baby. Oh man, long. Good loving body, rocking, knocking boots all night long. Making love until we're tired too. The break of dawn. But oh, come on, come on, and turn the lights down and let me get on it. 'Cause when I do to me and you, it'll be so right, so right, so right. Some sweet love,
somebody rocking, knocking devils,
giving you. Cause I'm ready, I'm so ready, big baby, to give you everything that we've been waiting on. So come on, give it to me, baby.
Oh yeah. Right about now, we on the intermission tip. So all you ladies, go get your towels, you know what I'm saying? 'Cause it's laid out like that, you know. But wait a minute, we ain't through. Kick the pan.
This is Lady J. You are listening to Relations, the Internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow World Radio.
We are back.
once again, I hope everyone had an opportunity to enjoy the ride. I mean, I got a couple of texts. I got a gentleman from California interested in talking to us behind the scenes about sponsorship. I believe it's a winery company. So we're being listened to. So big shout out. I can't put him on blast yet, so we're going to work on some things behind the scenes. So Lady J, you back with us?
Not yet. I'm almost back.
How was that set? How was that set? It was cool.
That was definitely a lust set. Yeah. No, I'm sitting here trying to text about the show, and I'm slipping in texts that I'm not supposed to be sending, messing with you.
Oh. Well, I mean
it's
going to
work out for us.
It's the grown zone, so I mean, if you ain't grown,
exactly.
Don't listen to the show, you know. So I mean, you know, you had some great talk. Big shout out once again to Jeff Latif and Fire, and of course Kansas, North Carolina, ATL was online listening. They didn't want to comment. They just listen. We just enjoying the vibe right now.
I know, right? They're probably coming to put out somebody's fire from all that lustful music. I appreciate all of you guys, you know, tuning in and listening, whether you, you know, chat with us or you're just vibing with us. I really, really appreciate it. And it's amazing because I was sitting there listening to the music, which I need a playlist. I need a CD. I need that for my birthday. I got some stuff to do with that next week, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, Jeff, I got you. Jeff and IT, I got you. I have the copies. If you're listening, brother, I got you, man. He was laughing early on the scene, but I got you, man. I got you. No doubt.
And it's amazing that you played the music that you were playing because, you know, music is very powerful. And music can evoke emotions and feelings and, you know, memories. We can recollect about what we were doing when we heard this song. I know every time I hear Knock in the Booth, I'm never thinking about the fact that I was in love. I was thinking about some other things. And, you know, music is ever so powerful. And when we sit and we listen to things, you know, sometimes when we are in a certain situation in our lives, we'll listen to a certain type of music over and over and over. When we are in love or wanting to be in love, we listen to a lot of love type music. And I think sometimes, you know, what we listen to, what we see, what we experience, it amplifies what we're feeling. I know for me, you throw on a good CD and we doing what we do, that's all I'm going to think about every time I put that CD on, unless, of course, you piss me off. But still, even if you pissed me off, I can't take away from the experience that, you know, it was what it was. So, you know, that's another thing that we have to give some thought to is, you know, the things that we tend to amplify and play over and over and over again in our heads. You know, when you have that great, wonderful, fantastic, amazing, love-leaking session, a lot of times, you know, you play it over and over and over and over, and when you do that, you may lend more feeling to it than what was really there when it originally happened. Or you may make it bigger, or you may add parts to the fantasy about it. And that's another way we find ourselves, you know, crisscrossing, falling in love with lust. We have to be really, really clear with ourselves, first and foremost. And we have to be clear with our partners. You know, if we start this game and we are just having a physical relationship, it needs to be repeated during the course of this friendship, situationship, whatever you want to call it. It needs to be repeated because the other person needs to constantly be made aware, this is what we're doing, this is where we are. And if you're ready to take that next step, say it. If you really have gotten feelings for this person that you're spending time with, that you're being sexual with. If you're even finding that your sexuality with this person is now gone into intimacy, because we understand that those are two different things too. If you're finding that you're becoming more intimate with this person, then you need to have a conversation with this person to make sure that you guys are headed in the same direction. I can't emphasize that enough, because there is nothing worse than being in love all by yourself. You could be standing there and giving your heart to this person and giving them, you know, your all and wanting to be their ride or die or whatever the case may be. And when you profess to that other person, you know what, I love you, and they say thank you, and that's not the answer you were looking for, you really can't be angry with them, because at no point did you profess earlier and say, you know what, I'm really starting to catch feelings for you. Now, the flip side of that is, you're not blind. We're not blind. You see when people are starting to venture down another road. When we just sexing, yeah, I'm not buying you birthday gifts. I'm not wanting you to show up at my family cookout. I'm not wanting to introduce you to necessarily all my friends. There are a lot of things that I'm only going to do when I have true feelings for you. When your partner starts to express those other things and you become that important in their lives, please understand it is because they feel something more for you. Don't ignore it. Don't take it for granted. Don't use it. Be honest and say, that's just not where I am. Or give me a minute to catch up. Because sometimes, you know what? It's about the person saying, well, I didn't know that's how you were feeling, and I was kind of feeling that way. Give them an opportunity to catch up. But don't put your heart at risk for someone who's not on the same page as you, not feeling the same thing as you.
But let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question now. What if, you know, you got the person, one person, you know, like you said, that transition happens when they had lust and then it's transitioned to love. How do, and then the other person doesn't feel that way. How does that person, I mean, now you got that oil and water thing going on. I mean, now what happens at that point? Does the person who's changed their feelings be upfront about it? Does that person with the lust be upfront about it? I mean,
yeah.
But the other person still wants what they want.
Right. Okay. And the thing is that you can't force anybody to feel anything. If I could ever stress anything, that would be it. You guys know that when I always talk from my own experiences. Been there, done that. You know, you can't force somebody to feel something for you. You can't force somebody to be a certain way that you want them to be, act a certain way that you want them to act, to even say what you want them to say. They have their own life, their own feelings, their own way of communicating. So when that transition starts to happen and you know where you started from, don't be afraid to say what's on your mind. Because please understand, just because that's how you feel is not how this other person feels. And you can't make them feel something. You can't just, and even just telling them, Mr. Naz, I love you. Okay, you'd be like, oh, all right. Just because I said it doesn't mean that you are going to have these wonderful, immense feelings for me too. Like, oh, all right. Thank you. When did that happen? You gotta wear that. You gotta wear that. And it's not the best feeling in the world. It freaking sucks. It hurts. But I would rather tell you how I'm feeling from the door than to get knee deep in something that's not. We often try to build something out of something that's not there, something that has no substance. And building a relationship based on sex is not substance. You can't build a house on sand. You need some concrete. And sex is like sand. It feels good. It's squishy. It's wet. It's dry. It's all kinds of things. But it doesn't provide any stability. So if you're building your home or your relationship on something that is not a good foundation, it's going to crumble. It's going to fall apart. And I tell you what, you can build a house from the foundation up, and even if the house part falls apart, that foundation stays strong. That's what you can always come back to. It's what you always rely on. If it's just sex, you have nothing. You have nothing. Now, again, if we're both headed in the same direction, that's cool. That's wonderful. But if we're not, I would say I'd rather have my feelings hurt early and walk away than to invest myself in for the long term and try to make someone be what I want them to be. Because it doesn't work.
Mm.
People have to come to their own realizations in their own time. And I'm going to tell you something, and you know, sex is always used as a bargaining chip for material things. Oh, if I sex him, he'll pay for this, and if I sex her, she'll do that. But guess what? People also try to use sex as a bargaining chip for emotion. You know, if I keep, you know, we keep sleeping together, we keep doing this, and I keep doing that, oh, he'll love me. He's going to love me. If I keep doing this to her, if I keep doing that to her, she'll love me. Guess what? I'm going to love what you do. And I'll give you your props and tell you nobody's doing it better than you. And I'll keep coming back to get it because it's that good. But guess what? Not going to make me love you. It's not going to make me love you. Is going to make me lust after you, and I'm going to tell all kinds of wonderful, great stories about how you do, how you twist me, how you turn me, how you do this, how you do that. But it's not going to make me love you. You can't make anybody love you. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you buy. I don't care if you use all the positions in the Karma Sutra, and that's a lot of positions. It's not going to make somebody love you. It's not.
So let me ask you a question. So I got a text. Just got a text. I'm just reading it through an email. This person is anonymous. They don't want to identify themselves, but they're from Connecticut. They're saying, you know, can you build a relationship through lust first before love? Or should it be, you know, what is it, the chicken egg for the chicken? I mean, which one is it? Is it love or lust to build a relationship?
Infatuation is the start of building a relationship. So it's that middle ground between lust and love. Because in order to get to infatuation, you got to spend some time. We got to get to know each other. If we're lusting, I just need to know your name, your address, to make sure you're not a serial killer, and a few other things about you. But I don't necessarily need to know you. When we are falling in love, we are taking time to get to know each other. What's your middle name? What's your favorite color? I need to know all your baby mamas. I need to know about your childhood. I need to know where you work. I need to know about how you handle stress. I need to know what your future goals and aspirations are to see if they're compatible with mine. What are your ambitions? What are you looking for in life? And remind you, that's the surface stuff, too. We haven't even scratched the deeper thing when we get to know love. So again, I say in order to get to love, we got to get to that infatuation stage where, yes, I still want you to touch me all the time, but I think about you more than just sex. I want to spend time with you. I want to cuddle with you. I want to have intimate moments with you. And again, we just had this show, intimacy is not sex. Sex is a part of intimacy. But when we're having those intimate moments together, that's when we're connecting, and that's when we're moving on to a whole other plane. That's when we're looking towards love. That's when we're looking towards strength. That's when we're looking towards wanting to build something. So it's that middle ground, if that makes sense. Because you can't get to love without that infatuation.
Well said. Well said. Now, we get into the lessons part of the show. I mean, what lessons can we give? I mean, you know how we always do. We like to always bring the show to a point of giving out some lessons for those who don't understand how to love or never experienced it or who want to love. I mean, let's try to help those people out. What do you got for them?
I think the biggest part of love and trying to find love or be fulfilled by love has to come from loving oneself. You know, we oftentimes look at other people to complete us. And I heard this saying, and I absolutely fell in love with it. To say that someone completes you means that you are incomplete, means that you were half made, you're half done. And that person doesn't complete your life. They accentuate your life. They make it better. They take it to a different level. I gotta love me. You can't always look for someone else to bring you something. And if you're missing it, it's because you gotta find it within first. So when you can love you and you really love you, loving someone else becomes easier. So that when they walk out of your life, and I don't mean like they're leaving you, when they walk out the door, you don't feel like your life is going to shatter. When they don't call you today, you know, oh, something must be wrong. It's okay. And you can't find love through sex at all, because that means you're vulnerable, and there's something, there is a piece of you that's missing. But that's that own personal piece. You're always equating the lust with love. No, because somebody holds you and hugs you and kisses you and tells you you're beautiful when we're making love. But if we're not getting that outside of making love, then there's something wrong, and that's not love. You've got to love you first. There are so many people that are seeking something from someone else. Nobody else is going to fulfill you but you. When that person comes along, they're going to just take you over the moon. But guess what? You were already in the stratosphere anyway. That's what happens when you love you.
God, absolutely. Well, very well said. Well said. I love it. I love that, Lady J. You remember that song, In Love by Chaka Khan?
Yes.
She talked about that. I mean, you know, some listening to you could explain that. You know, any love, when you've been so much involved with, you know, just random sex or random just putting your body out there and not understanding, you take away parts of you, the most important part of you, of learning how to love. So when you think you ran into it, you're not sure because you kind of lost track. You haven't been blocked. You put the shield up. So, you know, you were just saying some things remind me of that song. So well said, you know. So I had to just kind of throw that comment on that one.
Aw, that says you smart. You so smart. You know, I think sometimes what tends to happen is we lose ourselves in situations. And when you lose yourself, when you lose your sense of being, when you lose that sense of who you are and what your purpose is and what your drive and your ambition is, when you get so caught up in someone else that you've given up your everything, you've given up who you are, you have now turned that person into your lifeline. And when you have a fight with that person, you feel like your life is going to come to an end and that this love is going to come to an end. Or if they should leave you, yes, it hurts, but then you feel shattered. And again, been there, done that. And what I had to do and what I suggest for anybody else is take some time for you. And then, you know what, it becomes easier to separate that love and that lust. You can see from a person from the door, oh, this is going to be cute. We're going to have a good time. We're going to play with this. Or, you know, after you've been with a person for a while, and I don't mean sexually, we've gone out, we talk, we're getting to know each other. You know what, this could be heading down a path that'll work for me. But it's about opening your eyes, being honest with yourself, being honest with another person. You know, but again, you can't be honest with someone else until you're honest with you. You know, and for so long, that is why there's a lot of times so much promiscuity. You know, people are being so promiscuous, not just because they like sex, but they're looking for something through sex. And when they're not being fulfilled emotionally, then they move on to the next person, and they move on to the next person, and the next person, still looking for something, wanting something, yearning for something, for that completion, because they don't love them enough to say, you know what, I might have to ride this out by myself for a little while. And it's okay. It's okay. Because at the end of the day, love is a beautiful reward. Now, don't get me wrong. Lust is a beautiful thing. Ain't nothing wrong with having relations. You know, so I'm not going to sit up here and kick lust in the back. Lust is what it is. It is primal. It can be animalistic, and it can be a beautiful thing. And if we both on the same page and we are getting what we want from it, that's fine. That's fine. All I'm saying is know the difference between the two, so that you don't find yourself in a situation that emotionally beats you up. Because, like I said, there's nothing worse than being in love by yourself, and then you derive that love from something that had no substance in the first place. You can't build a house on sand.
That's right. Well, you know, it's that time for the closing remarks, young lady.
First of all,
you did an awesome job on your birthday. Awesome job. Great listeners. Good conversation.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in and chatting. Yes, I loved it. Thank you so much.
Definitely a good show. Definitely a good show. But closing remarks, let me go first out because I got to say the best for last. So, you know, mine's is just basically simple to the point. You know, we talked about love and lust, you know, and we talked about different perspectives of it. We talked about the different views of it. You have to love yourself first. Once you love yourself, it opens up to you loving a person. Loving your wife, loving your husband, loving your girlfriend, loving your boyfriend. Because once you love yourself, lust is just an added bonus. The lust and the love combined is an awesome and beautiful thing. So I tell everyone that's listening to this show, love yourself first. When you love yourself, you open yourself to loving that person even more to give them that lust. It's in that love you have. And trust me, it will be reciprocated just as much stronger and harder. Combine the love and lust. That's for me.
Wow. I can't top that. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Self-love. You know, I can't promote that enough. Because when you have self-love, I'm not saying it's going to help you avoid every pitfall there is, but it will help you avoid some. It will help you have some clarity, and I think communication and clarity are the two biggest things we talk about on this show from week to week. So when you have clarity, you make better choices. When you make better choices, you have better outcomes. When you have better outcomes, you feel better about yourself. You're not blindsided, and you know, we hate to be blindsided. So if I can avoid it at all costs, I will. You know, look at things for what they really are, put them under the microscope, and say, you know what, I have to be honest. This is what this is. If it doesn't work for you, I always say, I use the anecdote of children. Pick up your toys and walk away. I don't want to play anymore. And you have the right to say and or do that because nobody's more important than you. So if nobody's fulfilling you the way you need to be fulfilled, take your toys and go home. That's what I do. I always take my toys and leave.
So before we do our closeout song, I got to do this one more time for those picking out the show. This is Willie Jackie. Once again, Lady Jack, on your behalf of Shadow Worlds, entertainment family, your brothers, your sisters, and the rest of the family, we want to extend that very happy birthday. We want you to enjoy, stay blessed always. You know, may God bless you as you go to the next couple of hundred years.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm going to be the flyest old chick there is. You watch this, me.
Ah, Lord have mercy. Well, let's say good night, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to Relations Soul Jams and Adult Talk Show. We hope you had a good time and enjoy the ride. We'll see you next Wednesday. Say good night.
Good night.
This is Lady J. You are listening to Relations, the Internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow World Radio.